Okay, now we're good.
Okay.
But the max will be 750 a year. We're looking at more of a 500 a year. That way, if he's got boil orders, water main breaks, whatever, we can send it out. They go out and have a weather alert, we can send it out. They'd have access to be...
In, right? You're
correct. Yeah, we'd have... So the plan would be is to put like a QR code on the back of the water bills to where they could opt into it. To where they just text the number to us and opt into them.
Because like right now, I mean, there's some app that like there's tornado warning. I get a thing on my phone.
Yeah, it's the 888-777. Yeah. It'd be like that. Yeah, it'd be like that.
So who gets the money from this?
That is actually the company that does it, but I'm not positive on if it's split. I would have to double check with Chris on that.
500 or 750.
The max would be 750. I will know more. He just had another meeting about it the other day.
The more people that join makes it less.
Yeah, if Graham Hospital gets in on it, depending on what they are willing to pay for it, will depend on our will determine our prices.
So we're going to table this until next meeting.
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to have the heads up.
Right, now, discuss act upon fiscal year 27 budget. We had a budget meeting yesterday, went over numbers. The, I guess, main thing, the raises was anyone made 25
and under
was a dollar raise.
Anybody
over 4%.
Yep.
Correct.
Sally, you want anything else to say about it, since you're finance?
I just felt like when we did it that way, like anybody over 25, and they got a 4%, they were losing money. And so this way, it was fair for all the employees in the city, and they all prospered from it. I couldn't see them losing money when someone else was getting money, so that's why we split it to 4% and $1. And it passed. I mean, hopefully it will pass.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything on there they want to discuss?
If anybody has any questions, you're going to ask me, but that's...
And this is a deficit budget, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
How are we going to make this up next year?
And I don't know how to explain it because it. How she explain it? We're something.
You know.
We're deficit, but we have this cash on hand, this $1,900,000. Mm-hmm. So then, that makes us not. Everyone's gonna see that. Maybe he can.
We're not broke. We got a deficit, but we're
think
not broke.
Is.
Every
right.
budget we've done has been not balanced ever since I've been here.
I know, and it just. You know, we just spent $500,000 on a building. Which cuts into
I think sometimes it doesn't all get used.
I do, and I hope.
Yeah, that's why.
It's not like some other government agencies where, I got $10 left, I'm going to burn that up.
Some of it is
in limbo. I'm
going to
go burn 15.
Yeah. And it's not being used, and that's why it confuses you why we're in a deficit.
But
you're
right, it is a concern. You know, they're... Well, yesterday at one point it was $100,000 over, and I made the statement in 10 years that's $1 million, you know. But.
Well, I mean, the governor's going to take more of our cut.
Well, then she came in a little bit later, and then she's like, like the IMRF.
Yeah.
It had went way up, and then when she went, you check numbers.
It went down.
It went down.
And you know,
so that added another.
It took a pretty good chunk down.
So it took it down to like 70,000 deficit.
Yeah. Nothing's going to get cheaper from year to year.
No.
And
then we have to think about nothing's cheaper and people have to live and they got families.
And we're getting less money from the state. I mean, we're our property taxes.
And
your employees are going to want to raise.
You got to pay them.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to pay
them if you're going to keep them.
I get that.
You got to pay them or they're You only got three now, we need about four or five more, but damn, if we run out of employees.
You know.
Like I said, we're trying to do the best we can, be as fair as we can.
Well, I'm not trying to pick at anybody, I'm just trying to bring it.
Maybe by the time next year gets here, a person needs to look at the budget a little better and try to narrow it down.
And hopefully, you know, some businesses come in, or, I mean, with Buckheart going in, we're supposed to get a lot of tax money from them. He's explained it to me how much, you know, once they get going.
Where's this at?
When Buckheart Solar, when they get started.
Yeah.
It's supposed to bring a lot of money, we're supposed to get a lot of money from that.
Brad, one thing on that, if you look at which accounts are at deficit, it's where I put employees if I was to hire.
And they haven't hired.
But I mean, you need some employees.
But I'm saying, you know, if you took those out, everything's in the red, or in the red.
I mean, she put them in as if they were there, even though they're not there.
Sure, no, that's a budget form if you're authorized.
And that's what pushed our deficit up, even though we don't have those employees.
Is the police department giving some sort of progressive increased pay or?
Steps, you're called.
They had.
Yeah, well, you know, that last year, them guys got two raises.
Yeah.
They're about to get two raises this year, maybe, I don't know, nobody will tell me.
We explained it yesterday.
That was budgeted.
Yeah, they get the raise with this.
They got a longevity step.
Not every one of them gets two raises.
No, they have to go through the step program, just to teach.
I think it's 1-3, this was.
Look at the police budget if we have a deficit.
Oh, sure, I mean, we're not taxing enough on police. You look at what we're taxing on our police protection, it's real, real low. It's never covered that.
I'm not trying to start a fight, I'm just saying, if everybody's worried about a little deficit, a small deficit, the police budget's a pretty good chunk.
They've told me for years to not do anything about the police department. I just can't quite listen, okay?
I know.
So.
I like opening up a can of worms every once in a while.
What are we doing about the budget?
It has to be voted on tonight.
It has to be voted on tonight.
I have to have it filed at the courthouse before Thursday.
We accept budget of what, 2020?
What happens if we get voted no tonight?
Then we have another meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah, we gotta go until we get it agreed on. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, it's gotta go.
When someone says, this has to be done right now.
Well, you don't, we can do it tomorrow night.
Or else you're gonna die, that's the only thing.
Well, we could've did it a month ago.
Yeah.
We put us to 10 years.
Do it tomorrow night or the next night, but it has to be done by Thursday.
Yeah, it's gotta be filed by Thursday.
I move to approve the annual appropriations ordinance 2027-01.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
No.
Mayor Cindy Cotter?
Yes.
Thought maybe you'd go with me on that.
Too bad he made the motion, huh?
All right, discuss act upon, oh, got another one there, water. This is our four options. Did you guys think about that, which way we should go for this water?
You know, Plavik was talking about.
Are you sure?
So Kendall, do you want to talk? Do you want me to talk?
The number one, the alternative is alternative two. If you save your paperwork, it's magnesium treatment plant at North Main Street site. In other words, we would pump all the raw water into town, north of town, right of it. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Pump all the water up there. There'd be construction of a filter building, filter installations, installation of high service pump, installation of above ground storage tank, installation of chemical feed system, site piping, site grading and seeding, site paving, site electrical work, installation of security fences, installation of erosion control items, installation of a 10-inch line, which is I just talked about, mulching and sewer collection and everything. So Total amount for that, I believe, was, I got the right figure here.
7 million?
7.9.
Yeah.
$7,914.1460.
Yeah. You know, this is just, you know, for the chemical treatment. This doesn't, like for water supply, there might be 10 years from now, 50 years from now, we have to dig another well. You know, this is just for the treatment.
One thing about this project here, too, is we can take what we put in down at the fairgrounds, and there's the possibility of that can all be moved up north. So we spent $600,000 on that down there, can all be moved.
Moved. Mm-hmm.
And actually, with this, it bypasses everything at the fairgrounds, correct? So.
Which one do you?
But that figure is 8.7, wasn't it? Not 7. Where's the? I don't have the 7.
7.9.
I've got this one. This is 7.9.
Okay, I've got the alternative 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's alternative 2, but it's, yeah, table 4. Alternative 2. Let me see
okay.
If I got it.
Yeah, okay. So he's got two different figures here. Yeah, that's why.
Sorry.
Okay, I followed.
You know, Evan went and talked to him at Farmington, which I thought this was, because I had seen on TV that Farmington has American Water now or something. And Evan's like, well, they tried that reverse osmosis.
Yeah.
Well, he called him to find out why they didn't use it after they spent all the money to get it. And he said all they had was trouble and the chemicals and all that was so expensive they couldn't afford it.
You waste a third of your water if you use it.
And their water tasted horrible.
You waste a lot of water. Is that right, Evan,
yeah.
What you told me?
Yeah, they just had a lot of problems with it.
You have to feed chemicals back in to make it even taste
like nobody
food.
Wants to do it. But all the options, like you guys were talking about, Tim was just talking about, what makes that on any aspect on the pressure filters that we're doing, which is two options for that. One's at the fairground site location where we're currently at, and one's up north of town. So the benefit of north of town is, as Cindy mentioned, you know, even after we okay this, to do our treatment process, we're still running off a well field that aged. So we want to look for more property down there in the future regardless. The benefit of going to the property that we're currently talking north of town is, if, for instance, you ever have to go deep well, you already own your property. You're not landlocked, so that helps you. The fairground site still keeps you landlocked at the end of the day, unless you can obtain to the highway at least, which is purchasing more, and then your price of project, whatever number it was for staying down there, would go up. So that isn't implemented on that study.
Well, and that current is not big enough. You're going to have to acquire property down there if you do it there anyway.
Correct.
That's
right.
What's even a minimum.
Yeah. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
And we're landlocked down here. It's just not a good situation.
You wouldn't even sell a little patch in the timber.
That way, if we got everything consolidated in one spot, two, if we ever have to have another source of water, we can go anywhere around this community and take it to there. And instead of taking it clear out of town or clear the fairgrounds or.
Yep.
So it's on our property. Plus, it's a safety aspect, too, of being on our own property, and especially with the fencing and stuff. That's like the well field I mentioned last time. If you really think about it, years ago, that's the well field. It wasn't safe. It is a little safer now. There's a fence around it, but that doesn't totally make it, I don't want to say too much. Many crazies.
So do you need a vote tonight?
Need, a motion and a second. We can.
Need a motion to, if we're going to go with this, we need a motion, and then as far as everything else, it's just going to have to fall in line as far as funding, whether there's any grants, whether there's anything else, so hopefully we can go for it.
And we understand that most of it after completion, the EPA and we'll throw in money and
there'll be some loan documents that we'll go through.
Yeah, well, they're pretty sure we can get the forgiveness loan because EPA is requiring us to do this.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we use alternate 2 for our water treatment.
I'll second that motion.
Don't jump all at once.
Roll call.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
David Livingston.
Aye.
Mayor Cindy Carter.
Yeah, aye.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Now, discuss act upon carpet, and that's for the new building out in North Main.
Yeah, sorry, we don't have any money left.
And Jimmy can go with that.
He first gave us an estimate off the top of his head of $4,000. But after he went out and measured again and found out that he was gonna need more than, I think he said tonight, when I talked to him, he was gonna need 5 pieces out of another box of carpet that he hadn't counted on.
Who's he?
Clifton.
All right, thank you.
Clifton's Carpet Service. And he ordered 2 buckets of glue, but he doesn't expect to need 2 buckets of glue. He just bought it to have it. And the bill is $45.31.31. He's also gonna patch the seams and the bad spots in the existing carpet, so it'll all look better. And we're taking about 2 weeks to get the material. So.
And we're just doing one portion there where the alderman and the council's gonna set.
These are carpet tiles.
The replaceable.
Replaceable.
2 foot square carpet tile.
The kind that doesn't show stains.
David dropped his hair curler on it and melts it like you just pull it up and replace it.
Yeah, but it's kind that doesn't show the stains and stuff and that. Yeah. Something.
And it's the same design as what the Havana National Bank has in there. So. Yeah. So I didn't get another bid because Clifton's local.
You know, and I'm kind of added up, and I've heard somebody saying, I've just heard out, that they think we're going to spend $100,000 remodeling this building. I don't even think we're going to spend $25,000. And that's the generator, that carpet, the lights don't cost nothing, and those 2 little walls in the hallway. So I doubt if we even spend $25,000 to get moved out there.
If we do, we do.
But it's not going to be no $100,000.
You know how the gossip is.
I know.
They can't even get an accident report properly reported without adding something to it. So, how many people have died in town and still walking on the sidewalk?
I'm not buying it.
So, need a motion?
What? I'm not buying it.
Second.
Go ahead, David. You've been pretty quiet on that.
I spent the last big money.
Thought maybe you'd make a motion to get the carpet.
I just spent $7 million, so go ahead.
I'll make a motion to get the carpet taken care of for that amount.
I'll second.
What was the amount?
$45.31.31.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Alder Person Sally Clark?
No.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Yes.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
Okay, discuss act upon August 22nd, close around courthouse and around the church. That's for the Edgar Lee Masters Day activities, which is also the 250th.
I'm moving for the closing of the streets around the courthouse.
I'll say.
August 22nd. For use for Masters Day Chamber Commerce.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Discuss act upon the culvert for water plant. The culvert out in the road that goes down to the well field needs replaced, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You have a copy of the email that I received.
There's a culvert. We get back to our well field. We use it daily, but it's had an ongoing issue. It's got a hole in it. It's been like that for a while. As far as I know, Mr. Grissom, he contacted me and asked about replacing it. He contacted the state. The state, I guess their regulation is they put in a 40-footer, they come do the work,
they're done.
And put it in for free.
Yeah. The owner in that area does not want a 40 footer. They'd like a 30 footer. At that time, they wanted a lot more work. Now, he recently called me a few weeks ago and said that they gave me okay. If he wants to put it in, he can install it. And he called me to ask if we would want to split that cost of that, and we put it in. So I brought it here. So where we're at.
So what? There was a free one first?
40 footer.
Yeah. And the state's going to put it in?
Yeah.
The state puts it one in for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're going to put in what they want. They don't want, you don't want a 40 footer, you want a 30 footer.
If we can get one put in for free, you got to wonder why we're even talking about this. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Can we cut it off and make it 30 after we put it in?
No.
That's
no, we can't.
I'm
no, I can't.
Apparently, Grissom does not want a 40 foot one.
And why?
That's the reason. What's the reason?
It might cut into his field, I think.
Because it's Steve Grissom.
No.
You don't know him?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I like him. He's good to me, but he's kind of the way he is, you know. Now, I think he's worried about everybody getting in his field and the entrance being too wide. I told Evan to put a post on each side of the road. It already has one on one side. And then nobody can get in his field.
Yeah.
That solves the problem. You know, it's like you got goalposts to hit here, you know.
Which culvert is it?
The one at the highway.
At the highway, okay.
Yeah.
And Evan's afraid Hawkins is going to quit delivering.
Yeah.
Yeah, they met the stuff even years ago with the whole here. They don't want to
here. Here we go.
If the state wants to put a 40 footer in.
I make a motion that we have the state put a 40 foot culvert in out there.
I check. And if the state.
What if it's on state property?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's
and there ain't nothing you can do.
It's one right out by the highway where you come off the highway to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reason they would do it for now.
Yeah.
Save you some money.
And if Stevie gets mad, I'm sorry. We'll put a post there if he wants us to.
We don't want 40 feet, you can take it up with the state.
Yeah.
Just put it in, we're not.
Yeah, it'd be their problem.
Well, thank you, because that's what I said too, and then I told Evan, I said, take it before the council.
Somebody seconded, Jimmy did.
Yeah, we already got it.
Okay,
so I guess do a roll call, yeah.
You can argue with the shape.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. Approve bills properly endorsed.
I moved all bills properly endorsed to be paid.
Second.
Roll call.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Okay. No closed session is needed.
No closed session.
I move to adjourn.
Adjourn 7:45.
Aye.